At the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention, as it's called now, it's no longer an annual meeting. I'm visiting with Randy Krotz, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. And Randy, one of the things that I think is fascinating, we're getting, well, the delegates here are getting a preview of a movie called Farmland. Tell us a little bit about this project.
We are thrilled to be here and be talking about Farmland. Farmland is a James Mole documentary. We are a major sponsor and a generous funder of the effort. Farmland is basically the story, the generational story of agriculture, the movement of a farm through the generations like we're all used to here in agriculture. Certainly 5 of the 6 producers are inheriting their farms as time goes on. And it's just a great look at beginning to understand the issues around agriculture that and the separation between consumers and farmers that's happened over the last 5 or 6 generations.
What do you think, or how would you describe the educational value of this type of an effort?
What we hope happens from this is that you're not going to change everybody's mind about any issue with an 80-minute film. What we hope when people walk out of a documentary like this is that they begin to open their hearts and their minds to new input, to new ideas, to an understanding that maybe is a little bit different than what they see in commercials on TV where brands are promoting a certain type of food or one production practice over another. We're just delighted to have a very fair and open dialogue about production agriculture in a documentary.
Besides the documentary, tell us a little bit about what's going on with USFRA. Any other plans or things you might want to share with us?
Sure. On an ongoing basis, our signature event is the Food Dialogues event. We've had almost, I think, right at 10 of them since the organization started 2.5, 3 years ago. And the goal of that is to bring together opinions from various individuals that maybe feel passionately about organic production, biotechnology, animal welfare, use of antibiotics in food production, and bring those folks together on a panel and have an open discussion about it. And it really does have a lasting effect, and we're very excited about the event. We're doing one actually at the USDA Ag Outlook Conference next month in Washington, D.C.
Wonderful. Well, it's been fascinating to follow this organization as it was, you know, created, and, you know, I think a lot of us thought this isn't going to be something you do once and you've changed everybody's mind in the world. This is, as I think we heard Bob Stallman say this morning, this is an effort that it's going to take some time. We got to keep working at it, and it's going to be a while.
Opinion formation is a difficult thing. Like I said, it doesn't happen in a movie. You've got to continue to be out there with consumers. We know that the farmer's voice, Chuck, is very trusted by consumers. Although consumers might not necessarily trust the way and understand the way food is raised and produced, so we're trying to bridge that gap. And we're using the farmer's voice to do that. And so far, we've had some great results. We can always do more, and we're trying to do more.
Well, we will keep our eye out at fooddialogues.com. That's where we can, I think, even maybe see some of those archives still.
And all the former events are on there, and you can watch them full length as the event in February is also going to be streamed live. And that information will be on the website actually tomorrow morning.
Wonderful. We'll look for it. That's Randy Krotz visiting with me here, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.